Well, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode on Good Vibes by Luna podcast. I am your host, Christina, and we missed you guys last week. I am so sorry I did not post an episode. Things were getting kind of crazy here. I had to take the break to kind of grasp what is happening around us, just like the rest of you are. I had to kind of grasp a new switch in my working situation, and I had to grasp, you know, the different dynamics in the family. I had to grasp, you know, how this quarantine is actually affecting my family personally. And so it was just a lot, and I did not want to come on here and force a topic or force a conversation when I mentally was just not ready to talk about anything. And so I took the break, and I felt like it was super needed. I'm in a much better headspace now. I'm still like the rest of us. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to cope with certain things. I'm still going through certain things. But I am not in a negative, or I'm not trying to sink into a negative or a victim mentality. I am trying to keep my head above the water, and I'm trying to move forward with this new version of life as we speak. So this episode is episode 9, and it's going to be called the Quality Quarantine Check-In, because I feel like I can't avoid the topic, but I don't want to talk about the actual issue. I just want to talk about us and what we're doing and how you are feeling and how I am feeling. And I want everyone to know that we are here for each other, and we're all going through this at the same freaking time. It's not affecting just one person or two people. It's affecting all of us in some way, shape, or form. And so I wanted to come on here and just let you guys know that, hey, we're all in this. Doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make our feelings about it any different. It just, you know, there is some weird type of emotion when you know that you're not alone while you're going through something. So we are going to move into this episode, which is a quality quarantine check-in. So ironically, I think what the craziest thing about this quarantine is that we kind of are seeing what means what to people and who are important to people, and also what really motivates you or inspires you, or, you know, what are your weaknesses or what are your strengths? Because we can sit here and we can be bothered by this quarantine, obviously, you know, and we can sit here and we can think negatively about it, sure, and we can complain about it, of course, but, you know, at the end of the day, when we are all past this, what are we going to look back and say, during that time, this is what I learned about myself? And one thing that I've always kind of known about myself, but like I've completely confirmed it, is that I have absolutely no issue with having to stay at my house, because, you know, Cancers, I'm a Cancer, and so a Cancer, they love to be at home. They are home bodies, and I always kind of had a feeling that I liked to be at home, but honestly, this is the part that is not bothering me at all. And this was my first week this past week working from home for the first time. And it didn't affect my work style, my work ethic. I worked, you know, 7 to 4 every day. I took a lunch. I took a 30-minute lunch, whatever it may be. My work schedule was the same. My work efforts were the same. My workouts remained the same. So none of that really changed. But, you know, I wasn't really affected with the fact of just having to be home in my apartment, in my office space that we've created. That wasn't the issue. I think what I struggle with, though, is adjusting to, which we've talked about in multiple times, is this is just something I can't control. I can't control how this quarantine is affecting others. I can't control how it's making other people feel. And because I'm trying to control my own feelings and my own mental space, I don't have the time to worry about the way other people feel. And that's going to sound really bad, but this is something that I'm struggling with. I'm struggling with being able to sympathize with others right now, as far as, well, you know, they are, you know, they feel alone because they have to be home by themselves. And I'm just like, dude, write a book, read a book, create a magazine, I don't know, do something creative, get some puzzles. And those are always my first responses. And they kind of sound like a little bit of asshole-ish, because, you know, I still have my job, and so I'm not being bothered by it, which, again, this is my weakness. I'm not saying that this is like something good. I'm telling you this is like my bad thing that I've learned during this time, is that I'm unable to sympathize because I'm trying to tell myself not to be a certain way, and I can't sit here and be responsible for controlling other people's feelings. It's just not going to happen. However, what I've also learned about myself during this quarantine time is that, like, the way I talk to my friends, the amount of times that I FaceTime my sister, the amount of times that I FaceTime my mom, like, none of that has changed. I still text the same friends. We are still in contact. In fact, if anything, I think this has made me and some of my friends get a lot closer, because we realize how much we really do mean to each other. And I think at the end of the day, like, that's a good thing. Like, this quarantine is not shutting me off from my friends. It's not shutting me off from my family. In fact, it's growing the bond. It's increasing the bond. It's making us want to be part of each other's lives even more, which it always says distance makes the heart grow fonder. And that is completely true, because, you know, my mom and dad literally kicked us out of their house, and we're banned from their house. We're not able, nobody, none of their grandkids, nobody is able to go to their house. And having that restriction, it's not hurting me in a way, but it also is making me realize, like, how much they mean to me, because I am willing to not go there and not be bothered by it as long as I know that my mom and my dad feel safe and feel protected and feel okay. So if it were the opposite and we were banned and then my mom and dad needed us and they were not feeling safe or they were not feeling secure and I still couldn't get there, then I would feel like a piece of crap. I would feel worse. But because I'm literally doing what they're asking of us and I am, you know, staying my distance and making sure that they're safe, that they're okay, I am not bothered by the fact that I cannot go there, because I know once this is all said and done, like, we will all be back together and things will be fine. And because of what we're doing now, we will be able to do that later. And I'm trying to also, what I've also realized about myself during this time is I'm not worried about when is this going to be over, even though I really hope, like, I'm hoping that by May that this is all said and done and we can move on and we can just figure life out. But I am not going to sit here every single day and wonder and hope that it is. I'm just going to maybe try to tell myself that every now and then move on, because we cannot continuously think about the what ifs or the wins. We just have to be present and think about the now. So during this time, I've really learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about my patience. I don't have any. So, which I think I kind of knew, but I'm really trying hard to work on my patience when it's me, Michael, Kai, and Trey all in a two-bedroom apartment every single day. You know, shit's going to hit the fan, obviously. We are going to have arguments, obviously, but it hasn't been that bad. We've had breakfast, we've had dinners, and, you know, we've obviously also kept our space because we are humans and we need personal space every now and then. So, anyways, I do think that during this time, I've kind of looked back and think, okay, well, this is what I'm weak at. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm okay with. And this is what I'm not bothered by. Because when you give yourself a new way of thinking, it really does change your mental space. And when you create new avenues and new goals or new, I don't know, just different things, routines, a routine. When you think of a new routine, it can definitely change your mind and your mood. And it's just different. So, like, instead of saying to myself, like, ugh, I gotta work from home and I'm not gonna be able to get up and leave and run an errand or whatever, you know, I've adjusted my routine. So now I have to be quote unquote at work by 7, which is in my little office area. So I'm going to get up at 6:30, because I don't have to get ready that much, but I'm going to get up, you know, wash my face, brush my teeth, have my cup of coffee, walk my dog on a nice little walk in the morning, and then start work. And then I'm going to take a 15 minute break, you know, at 10, or I'm going to take a 15 minute break at 11, and then I'm going to have my lunch. And during my lunch, I'm going to distance myself from that area. I'm going to go to the kitchen, or I'm going to go sit out on the patio. Or like the other day, I was like, I'm going to work out during my lunch because I have things to do after work. And so then I worked out during lunch, and then I, you know, I showered, all that stuff. And so when you really create a schedule for yourself, it really can keep your mind off of things. And shout out to Jessica, because just this week we decided we're going to start holding each other accountable as far as, you know, if you're working from home, you can get real comfortable with working on the couch, working in a chair, not getting up to do anything. And so we set timers for every hour we're going to get up, and we're going to do kind of like a 15 rep or 10 rep workout, whether that's 10 squats, 10 leg lifts, 15 sit-ups, 15 leg lifts. It doesn't matter. Every hour, though, you're going to just remove yourself from the screen. You're going to get up if you're sitting down, and you're going to do something with a limited but still somewhat good activity. And what I've also been doing is I've been standing up while working from home, because sitting down is just such a drag sometimes. And when you stand up and you're working at a desk, it does make a huge difference. So again, like during this time, I've created some type of new routine, you know, and then after work, I shut the computer off and I move away and I do not go back to that desk until the next day. And that has just been kind of my routine. I take Kai and Trey for a little bit of a longer walk, or we go play, and then we come inside, and then it's, you know, whatever it may be, and then dinner, and then the same, the routine, my night routine has stayed exactly the same as it always has been. If you are somebody who is affected, which again, I'm sorry, you know, there's people in my family. Michael is tremendously affected by this shutdown, by this quarantine. You guys know he's an entrepreneur. He has his own business, and it's completely affected him and us with this quarantine. But we're not going to just let that get to us. Because you know what, like, we can't let things get to us. And I know, I guess my biggest stressor from all of this is that life is at a halt right now, but not everything is stopping. So everybody, you know, personally can't do certain things. We can't go certain places. We can't make certain money, but yet everything else is still clouding us. Like, the bills are still going to come. And sure, you don't have to pay them from April, but just know that they will be added to May's. And sure, you don't have to pay for May's, but just know, and after the 60 or 90 days that you don't pay, things will start to add up. And to me, that's a little chaotic. That's the only, like, real big stressor that I am trying to not even think about, because why? We have no control over it right now, so I'm not even going to worry about it. But that's the biggest stressor of all this quarantine, is that society wants life to stop, but society is not forcing all aspects of life to pause. And it can't. The economy will crash. Everything is crashing. But people, they won't. And that is why they have, you know, these essential workers and non-essential workers and all these weird and crazy titles. That's just a load of crap, in my opinion. Because at the end of the day, everybody needs to do something for themselves, from their families, for their families, for their children, for their kids, for everybody. So in my eyes, everybody is essential. Yes, for health reasons, physicians and nurses and people who work in the medical field, they are super essential. And yes, during this time, it's so hard on them as well. They are essential at work, but some of those people and some of those employees are also essential at home to their children, who they can no longer be part of because they are basically more essential at work. And again, that's putting work over families. I don't know. I can go on and on about this, but I'm not going to, because this is what I mean by the only stressor I have is just that society wants to stop, but there are other things that are not stopping, that control so much more and that have so much more impact on the rest of us and everybody surrounding them. And nobody is not affected by this, is what I'm saying. And that is a big stressor. But I have faith. I am trying to stay positive. I'm trying to just do what I can, control what I can, and, you know, be okay with what is now, because what else are we going to do about it? You know, enjoy some virtual games, have some virtual happy hours, be around, you know, good music, find good shows. Like I said, the number one thing that I can say from this is, as far as, you know, me telling you to have a new, like, as far as checking in with you, is just create some type of new routine. Whether that is, now your routine consists of getting up and meditating or getting up and going for a long walk by yourself while your family is sleeping, then come home and just like, you know, obviously when you go on your walk, be safe, do all the safe recommendations that they're asking us to do. And then come home, immediately wash your hands, immediately get in the shower, do whatever you got to do, and then spend some time with your family and do all that. Or, you know, I don't know, but make a routine, make a new routine and stick with it. And then make a new routine for Mondays, make a routine for Tuesdays, make a routine, and your days will go by quicker. And honestly, this is going to sound so bad, but I actually, oh my God, I'm all over the place here. I obviously miss talking to you guys because I just have so much to say. But I obviously have, if you follow me on Instagram, which is Stina Luna, if you don't follow me, come say hi. I do have some new viewers on here. So yeah, if you do viewers, listeners, if you don't follow me on my Instagram, go follow me at Stina Luna or at Good Vibes by Luna Podcast. I think it's actually Good Vibes by Luna Pod. I don't know. Okay, guys, I don't have my phone, so I'm not going to check. Figure it out. Go on Instagram, look me up. I'm there. But one of the things that I have been doing more now than ever is I have been more consistent with my working out, which is like, why couldn't I have gotten this down like months ago? No, I get it down when I'm freaking forced to work out on my patio because that's all I got. And I have been posting some workouts that I just find off Pinterest, and I actually have like a virtual workout group on my Instagram that rely on those Instagram posts that I post on my stories for their workouts. And that to me is like the best thing ever, because now I feel like, okay, I am being held accountable for working out because my friends are using the same workouts, and then ultimately we're all doing the same workouts, and so we're all kind of working out together. And then they message me and they say, oh my God, that workout killed me, I'm so sore today, or oh my God, this one was the best, or wow, I can't believe, like, who does this, like, but thank you so much for posting. I've encouraged so many women to get up off their couch and work out. I've had people tell me, like, where's your workout today, I'm looking forward to it. And to me, that just like makes my day. And that was just something that I started to do because I was like, I want to post it on here in case anybody is like struggling with finding workouts, because of course you can go buy workout plans, virtual workout plans, but guys, our resources, there's so many free resources, and I was like, I'm just going to share what I find because people want to work out, we just don't want to spend the money. I mean, and I don't even know why I'm saying that, because I have a Beachbody account, I've spent the money annually, and I could do some Beachbody workouts, but to me, like, it's more fun and like, it brings more value to me that when I post some, like, a workout and someone's like, oh my God, I did that. To me, that's more comforting than me doing, like, a Beachbody workout. Does that make sense? Like, that's my new routine now. That's a new way for me to connect with someone who's not in my house, who's not in my even circle of friends. They're just people that I know on Instagram or their family members or whatever. These are new ways to connect and new conversations to be made because of just posting a simple workout. I can't get that same effect from doing like a Beachbody on demand workout. And I think that's why, especially during this quarantine time, this has made such a bigger difference for me. And so, yeah, I do think during this quality check-in, what I want you to think about is, what is your routine like? Are you still remaining in contact with your friends, or are you just saying things like, I miss you, can't wait to hang out? But are you actually having real engaging conversations? Because those can still exist. Are you FaceTiming your families? Are you checking in on your parents? Are you doing what they ask you to do by, you know, not going over there to their house, or, you know, I don't know. And don't make your parents feel bad for even saying that, because at the end of the day, they're your parents and we must follow their rules. What else? Are you working out? Are you going on walks? Are you getting that fresh air? Are you taking your mental breaks? Are you knowing when to show up and when to slow down? And I posted this the other day because, you know what? It's okay. There are days, y'all, where it is hard to just get up and like smile, because that was me this morning. I was not in the mood to talk to anybody. I was not in the mood. I just wanted to get my shit done and, you know, take a nap by the end of the day. And that's exactly what I did. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Because we're all learning new things about ourselves, which is another big crazy thing, is that we're learning we're all being forced to do something. And so we're learning our limits, our weaknesses, our strengths, you know, what makes us cry in a weird situation. The other day, I cried for no reason. I don't even know why I cried. I was just crying. I felt the tears coming and I started to cry. And a lot of it has to do with being overwhelmed. And a lot of it has to do with me just trying to control my emotions and trying to maintain, like, as if nothing is really bothering me, nothing is affecting me. And it's because I don't want it to bother me and I don't want it to affect me, because that's when I get into a lower mental space. And we don't need to be in that low mental space right now. I'm going to end it here because this is super important and I'm just rambling, but I miss talking to you guys. I need to do this maybe twice a week or something. I don't know. And I want to give the reference to who I was watching this from, but I can't remember. I can visualize where I heard it. Oh, okay. I know a lot of you might or might not watch The Ace Family, Kathy McBroom, and I was watching something that she posted the other day on YouTube, and she basically said, during this time, what we all need to be concerned about especially is the way we're reacting in front of our children, and the way we talk about this time in front of our children, because they are the ones that are taking things in. They are the ones also are being super affected by this because they're not able to be with their friends, their families, their routines are all jacked up. So during this time, it's super important to still, when things are being discussed, like this quarantine or like the coronavirus, that the way you act around your children does not leave any type of traumatic stress on them, because they should not have to feel what we are feeling as adults. They should know that everything is going to be okay. They are children, so they still need structure and they still need routine and they still need humor and like regular life stuff, and they still need, you know, but they still need their discipline, and they still need to know that just because we can't go anywhere around else, like around us, that the world in our house stops, because that does not stop. And that's one thing that it's also really hard because you're going through some things. You know, I had a new job, I'm starting a new job. And so this is the hardest and the weirdest and the craziest time to start a job when literally the world is shut down and nobody wants to help you because their lives are being affected. And it's just, like I said, I can go on and on. But it's also really important for me to make sure that I come home and I still check Trey's schoolwork, that I am still making sure he's doing school stuff, that I'm not letting his brain just worry and fear over when he's not going to see his friends, or when he will, if he ever will see his friends, or the fear of is this coronavirus a real like serious thing, which it is. But we don't need to let them sit and constantly think. We need to keep their brains active. We need to keep their brains getting smarter. And so it's very important for me and Michael here, but more so me, because I am very cautious of what he hears. And I don't like for him, sometimes the issue here is that he likes to think that he's an adult and he can be part of adult conversations as a single child. I think a lot of single children grow up that way, thinking that they're part of the adult group, and he is not. And so I always have to remind him to, you know, remove yourself from this conversation, go to your room. You're not part of this conversation. And your job here now is to just focus on your schoolwork, attend your virtual meetings with your classes so you can see your friends, you can see your teachers. And, you know, and then after school's done, we move on and we do our regular family routine. And I really think it's helping. So, like I said, for this quality check-in, grow a routine. Be cautious with how you are around your children during this time. Find something new to do, like a workout or a walk or puzzles or I don't know what, but find something new. Create new recipes if you can. If you have the time, just create. This is the time to create and just like check in, okay? Like just take the time to FaceTime whoever it is you want to FaceTime, message whoever it is you want to message, get on Instagram, get on Facebook, do a Facebook Live, do an Instagram Live. I don't know. Find a way to make those connections and not feel so alone in your own mind, because at the end of the day, all of us in some way or form are alone. It's how we get out of that makes us different. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope, like I always say, that I made sense, because you guys, I haven't talked to you in forever. So I probably went on a whole tangent on something that I honestly can't even remember. But you know what? I'm not going to edit this. I am just going to save, publish, and post because that's who I am and that's what you guys come here for. So yeah, thank you so much. Again, tune in every single week. Next week is season one finale. So we are done with season one after next week. Come back, listen in. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey. And I am so, so, so excited for what's to come next. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.